Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. This is Vince Vigneri, your co-executive director, and I am delighted to have a good friend of mine with me today. His name is Bharat Daga. He is an executive director in India, in the Pune region, which is near Mumbai. In addition to being an ED, much like myself, he is a district director in India and a national trainer in India. So we have a lot of commonalities. And we are together in Charlotte, actually, for the Innovation Task Force that we both sit on. And I wanted to take a moment to sit down with Bharat and have him share a little bit with you. So first and foremost, Bharat, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, Vince. It's great to be talking to you and all the members of your region.
Yes, thank you. We're delighted to have you. You and I were talking, and we were talking about new member orientation and kind of what you used to do, and now moving forward, how you simply asked people why they joined BNI and what kind of answers you get. And I'd like you to just kind of walk our members and our podcast through a little bit of the discussion that we had on that.
Yeah, that'll be a pleasure. So if you're listening to this, then, you know, one of the things I'd like you to think about is, why did you join BNI? And most of you in your mind must have thought for growth. So, I mean, yeah, if you've been a long-term member, you could say it could also be growth about your professional growth or growth about your business by listening to people or talking to like-minded people. And of course, it's growth of business through referrals. So that's the common answer. But whenever someone says that they join BNI for growth, my question to that, to you or anybody who answers that would be, well, if you invested this kind of time, energy, and maybe money to a smaller extent, well, you could probably grow by, you know, hiring a social media person and just putting it out on social media about yourself, or for that matter, making cold calls, or investing 3 hours just going to, you know, random, you know, meetings with prospects. But that's also growth. So if you think about it, I think in BNI, when you say you join for growth, that's half the answer. And the complete answer, I would think, would be growth through networking. So the important part is growth through networking. And so what you need to understand is it's the networking part which will help you get the growth that you've joined BNI.
Yeah, Bharat, and I mean, you think about that and of course, some of our members probably know that today, but when they're turning around and they're inviting someone to their meeting, sometimes the natural question that they ask the prospective member, prospective visitor is, do you want to grow your business? And maybe it needs to be more specific. Do you want to grow your business through networking, through the individuals that I see on a weekly basis? I know you're really passionate about power teams and taking those contact spheres even to the next level to become a power team. So it's starting the expectation for the prospective member from the very beginning that it's not just growth. So you want to talk a little bit with our members about how to take that to the next level when people do realize that it's not just growth, it's growth through the individuals?
Yes. So when we talk about growth through networking, one of the most important things I think you'd agree with me is if you had to define BNI And if it had to be only in one word, let's keep it simple. I think most of you would have found out or agree to the fact that it's basically relationships which makes this work.
That is the word that came to my mind.
Yeah. And if you look at it, most of us joined BNI. I was a member when I started off 13 years back. And when I joined, it was to get referrals. But if I ask you how many of you have given referrals, most everybody of you, right? Why did you give those referrals if you actually wanted referrals? It was because of the relationships you developed. And sometimes we complicate the process of BNI or networking for that matter, you know. So in the larger sphere, networking is only about three W's. That's what I call them. If you understand these three W, you would understand how to grow your business through networking anywhere in the world. So let's talk about the first one. The first one is to do with you. The first W is, where do you want to connect? So whichever part of your life you want to grow, or it could be your business, or it could be yourself, or it could be funding, whichever way. So where do you need that connect? So if you're sure about that, then it'll be easier. I mean, you can call this a target market or the target audience you want to reach. Also, there are many terms that it can be defined by. But that's the easiest way, is where do you want to get connected? Now, the step two obviously is going to go out of this. And that's where, you know, you call it a power team or a contact sphere, but I'll call it simply, who has that connect? So the first one is, where do you want the connect? The second part of the equation is, who has that connect? And the whole fact is that in BNI, you've got to build special relationships with these people. So you've got to make the whole chapter a friend possibly, but these are the people you're going to invest more time with. You know, it's the same thing like you wanted to, let's say, get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. And when you started doing that, you ended up spending more time with them, did you not?
Absolutely.
And if you wanted to take the relationship to the next level, you actually started going out of the way for these people or this special girl or boy. And that's what you do for these special members who have that connect. So what I mean is that if I was going to a client, and if both our target markets are the same, it's so much more easier. So if I was going to a client and I started doing business with them, the next meeting probably I'd want to take this person with me and introduce them over there. Hey, just got a friend with me. Maybe you can meet them. I like these people because I can vouch for them that they do this really well. And that's what I mean by having a special relationships. And believe me, in your chapter, across your region, even if you had 8 such special relationships going, you'd probably get enough of whatever you wanted out of life. Forget BNI and only business. So you've got to build on those relationships. So that's 2 parts to it. The third part too is that when you've got this special person and you know they have the connect that you want, so where do you want to get connected? The third part is what? So what do they need to tell the people that they know, that those people would say, hey, that's really interesting. I do want to meet this person. You know, one of the things I've realized, and maybe it's only for India where I come from, but when people do feature presentations, when members present about themselves or when one-to-ones, they're trying to make an Einstein for the members in front of them so that they can understand their business. Don't try and make someone an Einstein for your business. Rather, make them into a fabulous, let's say an actor. In other terms, what do I mean? What I mean is they should be able to tell your dialogues to the right people. You don't want them to know everything about their business, but you want them to say the right things about your business to the right people.
Totally agree. They need to put the people in front of you.
Yes. And their aim is only to open the door for you. Because once you're inside over there, you know what to talk to them. You know how to make your sales pitch. But the point is to get in front of the right person. And so it's really important, and I've kept saying this, the only thing I need to know about a member is, where do you need a connect and what do I have to tell them that they get excited that I want to meet this person? And once you've got these three W's noted out, believe me, networking, it'll come naturally to you. BNI, it'll be a breeze because everybody's ready to, you know, act on giver's gain to connect you. But even outside, you'll suddenly find people who never thought that they could connect you, being able to connect you very easily. So that's my one little share I wanted to do with you today.
I appreciate it, and I certainly hope our members do as well. Before we close, something I think our listeners should know. You know, Bharat talked about Giver's Gain just a moment ago, but I want to recognize him on our podcast because he mentioned it today during the meeting that we were attending. I mentioned we were on the Innovation Task Force together, and Bharat mentioned that he invested time to be here, but time that isn't always a realizing factor to everybody. He traveled 32 hours one way to be at these 2 days of meetings because he and I both feel they're very important. I'm 2 hours away. You're 32 hours away. So I want to thank you for what you give to the organization, what you've just given to our membership. Before I close, any final thoughts for our Heartland members?
All I'll say is that, you know, BNI is something really special to me. And it's special because I believe from BNI you can get not only what you want, but sometimes things you don't want also. And I'm a case study for that because I was never looking for a wife, but I found one through BNI. And it's funny, like, as I always say, it also gives you things you never thought you needed. So I enjoy it, really. And I believe if you trust BNI, it's the easiest way to actually grow yourself, your business, your thoughts of people around you, and basically what a fantastic policy of giver's gain. If we all lived our life like that, believe me, it would be much easier to just work together as business owners.
That is quite the referral that you received through BNI.
The best referral of my life.
Absolutely. Well, Bharat, we've known each other since 2016 when I made a trek to India as a global trainer and was training executive directors. It has been a pleasure over the last few years to get to know you better, serving together on a couple of committees. I want to thank you for your time. And I want to remind our members that if you liked this podcast, please subscribe, share, leave us a review. And if there's another topic that you'd like us to cover or something you'd like us to go deeper in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will certainly do our best to cover that in the future. We look forward to seeing you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.